Hello, Miss Lee.
This is Isaac Ambrosini.
This is Rylan Cristobal.
And this is Francis Garcia. Brought to you by DVTV Podcast.
My book was The Hobbit.
My book was Dune Messiah.
My book was Dune, The Battle of Corinth.
My book starts with Bilbo, and he is a hobbit. And he's visited by Gandalf, who's a really old wizard. And then 13 dwarves come to his house and is led by a dude named Thorin. And they plan a journey to reclaim the gold that's in the dwarves' mountain.
Yeah.
All right. And for my book, Dune Messiah, we have the character Paul Atreides, who rules the galaxy, but is haunted by guilt over the bloody jihad fought in his name. There's powerful factions conspire to overthrow him using a clone of his friend Duncan Idaho and his wife Erlyn to prevent a heir. Despite their efforts, Paul's concubine Chani gives birth to twins, Leto and Ganima, but dies in the process.
So who's the main Leon character?
The main character is Paul Atreides.
So mine is the next story, or like the, you know, continuing story of your book you're reading right now.
I see.
Yeah. So the novel delves into the origins of several key factions.
Yeah.
Of like the Dune universe, you know what I'm saying? And the key characters include Atreides and Bullard Harkonnen. Warren Atreides is the hero of the human forces, basically, in the story. And then his bravery and leadership are central to the human victory. And chapter one began with the human forces led by Atreides himself, preparing for the final assault against the thinking machines. And then the tension is high, as they know this battle will decide the fate of humanity. And chapter two, I think it was the I saw the perspective of the thinking machines led by the ever omnious. they were determined to crush the human rebellion once and for all.
Okay. I like that.
We should talk about the favorite part of each of our books. My favorite part of my book is probably the development of the main character Bilbo, as he learns to love adventure and not be like stuck in his house all the time, because he's actually like the hero of the story.
Okay. Wait, what book are you reading? The Hobbit.
That's nice. For me, the best part is probably when Paul's twins Leto and Ganima are born, because like, even though when Paul loses Chani, like, their birth basically symbolized hope for the future and, like...
Like a rebirth.
Like a legacy for Atreides. And for me, like, I feel like that's, like, a very powerful moment in the book. And it shows, like, the betrayal and loss and him being able to deal with that struggle. Mm. Yeah.
For my book, I think one of the exciting part is when Atreides comes up with the daring strategy to turn tide of the battle. You know, that was such a tense moment, and, like, you can really feel the pressure on him. And then it shows, like, how good he is, like, his leadership skills. Yeah.
That's nice. Okay.
I know. Pretty good book.
So who do you guys like? What's your guys' favorite character of the book out of everyone?
Definitely Warren Atreides. It's, like, really? Obviously he's the main character. Obviously everyone's going to love him.
I see. That's good.
Wait, Isaac, you said you read the, or you watched the Dune movie.
I've watched the Dune movie. Yeah, tell us about, I've read the book.
Like, yeah, tell us about that.
I think the movie is really good. The action is great. Yeah. The characters, the acting, cinematography, it's all very great. And I think they're able to portray it very well from the source material that they had in the book.
So how do you think, like, the movie compared towards the book, since, you know, me and Francis are reading from the story?
Yeah, is it, like, very much like the book, or?
I mean, the visuals are, yeah, they're kind of the same.
Yeah.
But I didn't see like what the main characters look like. I didn't think Paul Atreides would look like Timothy Chalamet, that, yeah. Or Chani look like Zendaya. But I thought it was pretty good.
Though, I ain't gonna lie.
Zendaya bad, yeah. Yeah. Timothy Chalamet was right for picking her over the Emperor's daughter, bro.
Okay. So
what are the other questions?
The bad your favorite character?
Oh, favorite character.
Oh, we already said that. Oh wait, yeah. I answered already.
Go on.
My favorite character is probably Smaug the dragon.
The dragon. I haven't watched the Hobbit movie. I'm not gonna lie.
The movies aren't that good.
Yeah. But I know the one ugly creature. What's his name?
Smeagol.
Was it Smeagol?
Yeah, the one that likes the ring.
Okay.
But, yeah. He looked like Ryland. I'm like, bro.
Right, bro. I like Smaug because he has all the gold and he's hella big and he fights people.
Who's the baddest character?
The baddest character? I don't know. There's like no girls in the book. No girls. It's only dudes.
Yeah. What's wrong with that, bro?
Who's the hottest dude?
The hottest dude probably, I don't know, Smeagol.
Smeagol.
He looks like Ryland.
All right, bro. All right. For me, it's probably the main character, Paul Atreides. Basically, just throughout the whole book, he's like very complex as a person, and like he has to deal with these things where he's torn between his prescient visions of the future and his desire to change it, and he has to deal with the conflict and sacrifice, which I think is very important in the book, showing the main character dealing with conflict and being able to overcome that throughout his journey. And it shows like a price of power and like the challenges of living up to an overwhelming destiny. Yeah.
I see. Would you guys recommend this title that you read?
This book that I read?
That the book that you read.
You said title?
Do you recommend the book that you read?
Do I recommend the book?
I thought you said title.
It all depends on the person. Because some people, depending on the genre of booking they like, you know, I think the book I'm reading is very, like, towards, like, action.
It's very interesting. Anyway, yeah. It's, like, very intriguing for me. I would recommend it to people who probably likes action. But, like, for other people, I don't know. It's, like he said, like, depends.
It's very wordy.
It's very thick too. Like I'm not even halfway done in the book.
And like
I've been lazy, I ain't gonna lie.
I think Miss Lee, you should read the book.
Miss Lee.
You should read a Hobbit, actually.
Read the Hobbit.
Yeah, out of all books, I think that one would be the best one.
You'll probably relate to that one guy, what's his name?
Smeagol.
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 Yeah. If you relate, then you know. But yeah. Just judging by Isaac's explanations of the book, I think
it's interesting. I've heard the movie. I heard it's like, I don't know how to feel about it. I'm not gonna lie, but like the characters.
Okay.
How long does this have to be again?
Shit.
What was that? It's been 9 minutes. Let's do one more question. I think it's good.
Okay.
Is this the concluding question?
We have one more question and then, yeah.
Call it a day.
Just
wanted to get this over with.
Yeah. Why'd you have to give us this assignment?
Can you imagine the setting clearly, or do you struggle to get a picture of where the story is taking place? I think I'll answer mine first. I feel like they use very great describing words to describe where the characters are, such as like places like Lake Town, Rivendell, and the Shire where Bilbo lives. I feel like it makes it seem like a place you'd want to go to. And all like the locations where they have conflicts, like the Misty Mountains and like the inside of the mountain, I feel like they describe it as a place you don't want to be because of how like dangerous and like scary it is.
Yeah, I mean, for the book I'm reading, it literally says the Dune. So obviously, you know, it all occurs in the sand or whatever.
Yeah.
Pretty much, you know, self-explanatory.
Yeah, for me as well, the Dune, you know, it's basically on a desert planet, which I think throughout the story, through reading it, the writers are, like, very, make it important to, you know, show the setting of the story to get the main point of it through the reader. And it's explained very well in this book, I think.
Mm. All right.
Yeah.
Anything else? Any questions, you guys?
Let me look at what questions we could ask. Okay. This could be the last question.
All right.
Are the characters well-developed, and do you feel like you know them? Are they likable, or do you hate them? I'll go first, I guess. I feel like the characters in my book, some of them have development. I mean, there's 13 dwarves, and only, like, 3 of them actually have personalities. So you don't really feel like you do know them, but... like the main character Bilbo, I feel like he does have very great development as he learns to love adventure and, you know, not be like very cautious of his surroundings. But there's some characters like Gandalf, Smeagol, the villains really don't have any development. They're like a really stagnant character. But their defeat from Bilbo and the group, it kind of gives them some sort of development. Like it kind of humbles them in a way. And I feel like they'll change after their encounter with the group.
I'll go next. Yeah, okay. For mine, the characters definitely go through some development, especially the main character, Warren Atreides. He really grew into his role as a leader throughout the battle. And, like, you can see how well they, like, face challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And then that kind of, like, changed them and helped them learn, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just cool to see, like, how the experience and challenges lead to, like, personal growth and stuff.
Yeah, I think with my book as well, like, the characters have a lot of growth throughout the story. With, like, Paul, you know, he's deeply explored and, like, he has this vision of the future and, like, he has to deal with this internal conflict between being a ruler and as well being a man, like, a human that has, like, his own emotions. And also with the other characters, like, Chani... You know, Chani's love, like, and the loyalty to Paul are evident, and, like, the character development is very deep and emotional, like, towards him. Having this bond with him, you know, since, like, the role of the mother of his children. So, it's very important throughout the story to make a character development. Yeah.
All right. I think that's it.
I think that concludes it.
That concludes it.
All right. We'll see you guys.
We'll see you guys
later.
Never again. Never make me do this again, please. What's wrong with you?
Bye, Miss Lee.
We're not doing a podcast again.
Bye, Miss Lee.
Bye, Bob.
Give us an A,
please. Please, I'll get you in an A.